The 359 is sponsored by USB Technology. The USB Implementers Forum reminds consumers that USB IF logos are displayed on certified USB products. So the next time you're shopping for a reliable USB charger, cable, or device, look for the logos. Get the whole story at enablingusb.org.
Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ang.
And with us is special guest and TV wizard, David Katzmeier.
He's hey here. Guys.
What? By the way, he's not actually a wizard, but he's...
Well... I'm like a level zero. I just learned cantrips.
There we go. He's here because IFA is upon us, and we've already got some TV news. Dave, can you break down some of the early announcements from LG and Sharp?
Yeah, we saw those guys basically rolled out 8K TVs. So these things we've seen before, actually, at CES, and since like 2014, honestly, I've been talking about these things. LG showed their 88-inch 8K OLED concept TV. You thought, 77-inch OLEDs were expensive at 10 grand. Imagine this thing. And then Sharp has its own 8K TV. They're known for really large presentation monitors. That's what this is. It's not a real consumer product.
So let's just break down what 8K is. Is it just twice as sharp a resolution as 4K? Or
you'd think, but it's actually four times as sharp.
Oh, so even better.
Right. The math is, and I have it in front of me, so I don't get it wrong.
8K
is 7680 by 4320, which is 33,177,600 pixels. And 4K is a mere 8 million. It's a lot smaller pixels and a lot more.
It's a bottom line. I mean, what does that mean for the end user, the person watching this TV? Is it really a noticeable benefit?
No.
Okay.
I mean, how many
end the podcast there?
How many TV shows are even like recording in like 8K?
Well, not every show is even recording 4K. Well,
this is a podcast, so you're
zero.
Okay.
There are actually a couple of movies that were shot in 8K, like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was shot in 8K. For example. A couple of upcoming movies as well. That's just the film part, because the CGI has to be a lot lower resolution, because CGI takes a heck of a lot more processing power to deal with than normal video. But yeah, there really aren't that many 8K cameras out there. The content is just getting started. Netflix and those guys, haven't really done anything with it. There are some 8K quote unquote videos on YouTube, but they're really hard to watch in real 8K and blah 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 blah. So it's super early.
So what is the point of putting these things out? Is it basically like planting a flag on the ground saying, hey, we're investing in 8K, everyone else start jumping on this bandwagon?
Yeah, and these guys have been showing these things for a while. Rumor has it that Samsung's going to come out with an 8K TV later at IFA. These guys want to get in and get it started, essentially. So, get the TVs out there, and then they think the content's going to follow.
I feel like these standards upgrade so quickly that by the time everybody has an 8K TV and everything is being filled with 8K cameras, it's like, oh, check it out, we got 16K now.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I still have a 1080p TV at home.
In terms of 4K content, it's still not ubiquitous, nope. Right? There are a lot of channels. Yeah. There are channels that weren't even broadcasting in HD for a while. Wow, right?
There's no TV broadcast in 4K regularly, right. And there's a few streaming shows, mainly originals on Amazon and Netflix and those places, but long story short, 4K content isn't really even here yet, and now we're talking about 8K.
So is this, you mentioned concept, are these all concepts, or are we actually going to see these in the market anytime soon?
None of these ones that we've seen announced so far are buyable. The rumor has it that Samsung's is going to be buyable. We'll find out. At CES earlier this year, they showed an 8K TV that they said you were going to be able to buy later this year. So we're thinking that's going to be it.
And so why would you want to buy one? If there's no content.
Bragging rights?
Stun on your friends, yo.
Yeah, that's true.
You can dunk all over those 4K people. 8K
TV. But again, if you've got an 8K TV and there's no 8K content, is the 4K content, does it look better at least?
So Samsung says that it has AI processing technology.
Of course it does.
That,
AI is going to be a very big buzzword at IFA. Everything's going to have AI.
AI will make that 8K TV sing with 4K and 1080p and your VHS content.
Okay. I really want to play VHS cassette recorder on an 8K TV.
Just blow it up as big as you can get it.
All right, for more of these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ang.
David Katzmeier.
Thanks for listening.